Yeah, that's true. And I mean, we also have to remind ourselves about the context when the project came about. It was in 2017, so after Brexit, as you know, the UK is one of the main players also when it comes to defense industry. So the idea was to really ramp up the European, the defense system of the European Union by having the bigger member states, France and Germany, at the forefront. However, what we have to keep in mind is that France and Germany are really characterized by totally different strategic cultures, totally different military cultures, and also their weapon systems. France hasn't been even in the command structure of NATO until 2009. There is really this discourse of strategic autonomy that has been adopted so now by Germany and other member states over the years, but back in the day, you know, France had this whole history of independence, whereas Germany was always very much embedded in the transatlantic cooperation.